This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. From our Bureau at Oregon Public Broadcasting, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports on what our nation's employment picture looks like now.
Small business and consumer confidence are up. The president's promised tax cuts, deregulation, and infrastructure spending, all good for jobs, says John Canale at LPL Financial.
The election of President Trump unleashed some animal spirits. People now see it as a good time to hire.
But Andrew Chamberlain at online employment site Glassdoor says it's unlikely the job market can keep going gangbusters, adding 200,000 jobs a month or more.
When you get to unemployment rates close to 3% in many cities, there's only so many bodies you can put back to work. Especially if immigration slows and birth rates are falling, you're just not adding to the stock of workers that are available to take jobs.
A labor shortage, says Canale, with employers competing to attract workers.
You could offer ping pong tables and yoga mats and free smoothies at lunch, but mostly the way you attract the worker is to pay them more.
Generating wage inflation, likely prompting the Fed to put the brakes on. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.